Welcome to STEM Spots, a weekly science review produced in cooperation with the Missouri State University Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science.
Hi, this is Dave Cornelison, and you are once again listening to STEM Spots. With me in the studio today is Dr. Kartik Ghosh, who's a distinguished professor of physics, astronomy, and materials science here at Missouri State University. Thanks for stopping by today, Kartik.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Now, Kartik, you have an interesting group, a group that's interdisciplinary in nature. Tell us a little bit about this research group that you've worked with for a number of years.
As you know, that maybe we started a nanobio group maybe around 10 years back. This group consists of, you know, physicists, chemists, and biologists. And it started at MSU. Right now, I think it also right now it is not only restricted to the MSU, but it goes to other states. So particularly in this group consists of from KSU and MSU.
KSU being Kansas State.
Yeah, KSU being Kansas State.
Okay, great. Now, this group somehow got a connection to COVID through the National Science Foundation. This happened pretty quickly. So talk a little bit about that process and how you secured funding.
As you say that, see that we are working last 10 years on nanobio interactions. So surely when COVID came up into that, then we thought surely we'll be able to contribute on these issues. So then the question is how we can address some of the issues. So we thought whatever expertise we have it, maybe we'll be able to see whether we can make PPE devices, particularly protecting, coating of nanobio materials on PPE devices.
And you had to contact NSF yourself. How did that come about?
Actually, whenever it comes into that here, so our group actually meet through Zoom and try to see whether we can do any country, whether we can contribute on these issues. So we contacted NSF program directors. And NSF has it's called a rapid program. So that means if any new ideas come, then you can surely contact and effectively they can fund it quickly.
The pandemic. So this is going to start up in July, I understand. And so talk a little bit about the specifics. What are your goals and what will you be trying to do?
You know, any virus is made up protein, lipid layer, and RNA, depending on what virus you're doing it. But as you know that we are actually investigating last 10 years nanomaterials interactions with RNA or protein. So here actually we'll be doing the similar studies, particularly that how we can destroy the either RNA or lipid layer or protein through our nanomaterials.
So the nanomaterials will somehow interact with the COVID virus and make it unfunctional.
Unfunctional, okay. Yeah, it will basically destroy it. Okay, in any PPE devices, it can trap, but then the point is at the same time, if it can kill, then that will be the perfect PPE devices.
Right, and so what kind of materials are you going to be using? They're nanoparticles. Is that special? Because people talk about things like silver having antimicrobial properties, but now you've got what kinds of nanoparticles are we talking about here?
We are doing actually on oxide-based nanocomposite, particularly this material. Again, any nanomaterials, it has a high surface area, so surely it will be much more effective. That is number one. And then you have to see that which nanomaterials really actually denaturize up either protein or RNA or the virus. Okay, so surely we are working on oxide nanoparticles for several years, and we know that some of the nanoparticles are more effective in destroying and some are not. So in this case, we'll be using more actually composite, particularly zinc oxide, copper oxide-based nanocomposite materials.
And Missouri State's part of this whole process will be to produce the nanomaterials primarily. Is that true?
Yes. So MSU actually will be making the nanomaterials as well as do some characterizations. And then we try to understand that what is going on there. And KSU will basically study the biological aspect, particularly that, you know, if they have a virologist, biochemist, and other things, so they would like to see whether it killed or not.
Kill the virus, okay. And then hopefully you could apply for more funding. Is that possibly
in
the future?
Oh, yes. This is basically more or less called seed funding, and if we are really successful on that, then we can write a big proposals. And also this aspect that we are also contacting with some companies, whether they can actually do in a bigger scale.
That's great. Well, Kartik, I hate to say this, but we are actually out of time. Thanks so much for stopping by today.
Thank you for inviting me here to talk about that.
And once again, this is Dave Cornelison for STEM Spots, signing off.
STEM Spots is available online at ksmu.org.